The police are doing their work. Let the police do their work, because we cannot allow a situation whereby people do things the way they want and they will break the laws of the country. We are a country, and every citizen, we have our laws as a country, and every citizen abides by the laws of our country. No one is above the law. Let the law take its course and really let them go to court and face the music. This is exactly what happened. But I don't know as to what really happened and what the reason they were arrested by the police. But maybe there is a good reason why they were arrested. The police cannot go out there to just arrest people for no good reason. So they have a reason why they arrested them. If they committed a crime, then they must be arrested. And this is exactly what I feel.
Now, it seems as if the MTC is saying that they are being blocked by the government from staging any kind of peaceful protests or even holding meetings. What is going on really in Zimbabwe, Mr. Kauli?
The Zimbabwean government is not blocking any opposition from doing whatever it wants to do, if ever that is done peacefully. And this is exactly when the demonstrations are done. It is enshrined in our constitution that people have a right to demonstrate peacefully, not what these people are doing. You can imagine what happened yesterday. They stormed buses, they were burning tires, disturbing people from day to day, doing their business. And anyway, and the government it is the responsibility of the government to protect its citizens and to protect its citizens' property. And at the same time, this is exactly what the government is doing. And the government is very serious about that. Having it learned from what happened sometime last year in January, people looted the properties, destroyed the properties, and you know what? A lot of things, and we cannot tolerate such a situation to repeat itself even then today. Having it learned from the previous experience even then.